I am Dr. Sylvia Bailey-Sherbet, and I am the coordinator of the Appalachian Studies Program at Shepherd University. I also work in the English department at Shepherd. And I was past president of the Appalachian Studies Association, and this year I am the conference chair of the Appalachian Studies Association. It is an international association composed of scholars and activists from all over the world, actually, that are interested in the mountains, that are interested in Appalachia specifically, and come together every year for sharing of ideas. And this year we'll have about 800 scholars and activists, as well as community people, on campus of Shepherd University for this event, March 17 through 20.
Talk about some of the bigger events or the highlights of what the public will be able to participate in.
Well, I think one of the most exciting events will be actually our keynote speaker, who is Frank X. Walker. He is the past poet laureate of Kentucky. He's been an Appalachian Heritage Writer in Residence here at Shepherd. He's received the Appalachian Heritage Writers Award. But Frank X. is just an incredible poet, an activist, an individual. He's a wonderfully dynamic person, and he's going to be delivering the keynote, which is Escape from Negro Mountain, Writing History and Righting Wrongs. So that keynote sort of sets the tone for all of these events and the whole conference, which is a conference about diversity and unity in Appalachia. The name of the conference is Voices from the Misty Mountains, Diversity and Unity, A New Appalachia. So all of the interdisciplinary groups and sessions that will be part of the Appalachian Studies Conference will be exploring aspects of that theme. There will be people talking about literature and history and sociology and different cultural events, educational events, nursing and health events, and topics. So those will be all over the place for the conference goers. But again, we have these really extraordinary plenary sessions that are open to the public.
Builder Levy, the photographer who for many years documented Appalachia going back into the 70s, he's coming, right?
He is. We're very, very lucky to have Builder Levy. His event is called The Face of Appalachia, and this will be an exhibit of his photographs, and it will actually be at Shepherd University from the 17th of March really through May, so about 2 months it will be here. And so people that miss the conference will be able to hear that. But we will also have a conversation with the artist who'll be sharing about, you know, why as an artist, a gentleman who is from New York, would he be interested in Appalachia and doing this series of photographs. And then we're very, very lucky, in large part because Frank X. Walker will be our keynote speaker, to have an incredible group of Appalachian poets. These are people like Kelly Norman Ellis, Ricardo Nazario, Cologne, and Bianca Spriggs, who will read poetry that honestly will knock your socks off. They are the most dynamic readers and most exciting poetry that they've been able to create.
And the conference is taking place here at Shepherd, but you have tours to Harpers Ferry, Antietam, Martinsburg. Yep. Talk about the value of that.
Well, we really want to highlight Shepherdstown and the uniqueness of the Eastern Panhandle. We think that we live in one of the most extraordinary and richest areas of the country for history, for culture, certainly for Appalachian studies. This is a great area. The conference has never come to Shepherd before. So we're just very lucky to be close to Harpers Ferry, close to Martinsburg, close to all of these really wonderful places that have a historic past that is very deep and rich and interesting, and we want to share that with everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.